peer pressure, bullying, feeling no one can relate, turning to suicide as an end result, and then it's too late. Young girls being promiscuous, trying to fill the void left by their father, not realizing once she allows her body to be abused, they won't love her. Why bother? At school, she's verbally abused, leaving her soul feeling damaged and bruised. The lack of self-respect is evident. She doesn't have to say she has low self-esteem. Her actions are enough evidence. That young boy who's being picked on because he's not up on the latest trends is left feeling isolated and in need of friends. He doesn't smoke weed or drink, so he's considered a lame. Being called every derogatory name in the book so much, sometimes he forgets his own name. Bullying is becoming an epidemic, so it's time we stop treating it as a gimmick. And for our youth, we need to go that extra mile to restore their confidence and help them smile. These are more than just words that I spit. It's a call for action. Tag, you're it.
Yeah. She don't need no introduction, Big Rob.
She don't need nothing.
Yeah. And that video was probably about 7-8 years ago. And since that time, she has elevated times. Probational speaker, self-published author, a voice of the streets. The voice of the streets, a hard worker, somebody who can MC downtown at Heritage Landing and then direct traffic at Juneteenth fireworks in Muskegon Heights in the same day, and probably had an after party to go to after that. The one and only part of the Future 15, part of the Future 15 young professionals in the Lakeshore family. We got Gemini DePort in the building. Jim, what's happening with you?
Nothing much, man. Working. That's all I can do.
Congratulations on your latest awards. You stacking them up. Where's that trophy case at your house?
I don't have one. I just keep it on my entertainment center.
Okay. All right. Well, you are the first first person we interviewed from the Future 15 Awards. Where did you get selected?
I was surprised. It caught me off guard because I don't do what I do for accolades. So to be recognized kind of threw me for a loop.
Wow. And what did you say when you accepted the award?
They didn't let us speak. We just got our names called and they clapped. With me, I'm pretty sure they might have been afraid to let me speak.
No, they want to see you. They want to see you flow. That's why they selected you. You know what I mean? They want to see you rip.
some maybe, but some of them, I know that, you know, what I do, I know I may not be their favorite person, but I'm okay with that.
Right. Now, since you started this journey, have you seen any positive changes in the landscape of Muskegon?
Not really, and it's sad because I'm noticing the gentrification that's being labeled redevelopment, and so not necessarily have I seen change in the community as far as what they're doing to build it up. To me, they're trying to separate us even more. But as far as citizen wise, I'm seeing a lot of change about the people that care. The people that truly love this city are starting to come together because we realize we're stronger together than apart.
Right. What are some of the pressing issues that Gemini is concerned about?
The lack of inclusion and diversity downtown. One thing that kind of grinds my gears is when I ride up Broadway and I see all the potential there and those buildings not being utilized when we could have what we had coming up with that revitalized downtown Muskegon Heights. It's like now I'm seeing more people that are, they just want the title. They don't want to do the work. They say what they need to say during election time, but they're not really putting forth that work and fighting for the community like they swear up and down during election time. So I would just want to see it to where it was more of us. Like the whole Buy Black weekend, some people took that as like, oh, ain't that racist? Nah, it's not racist, because if we were included on an everyday basis, we wouldn't have to have a Buy Black weekend.
That part. There you go. That's it. Hey, Big Rob, somehow or another, Rob, we lost you there. I'm not getting audio from you, Big Rob. And you know, we don't have a Koreatown. You know, nobody knocks them for supporting their brand.
Oh, no.
In the city of Muskegon Heights, there are two different groups who are not from America who has a club. One is on Hackley, and I think it's a Lithuanian club. They get to promote their country, their brand. And that's cool with that. Nobody tripping. Why we can't promote us? No?
It's seen as a threat. And to me, I was always taught, men fear what they don't understand. And what's more misunderstood than the black woman and black man. So
yeah,
that's how I look at it.
Yeah, it's hard to understand how we've been here a million years. I get it. You know, we've been on the scene first.
Well,
future 15 leaders. That's what I folks, but you got that. You know what I mean? That's something you got because you already there. You know. What do the future hold for you?
I was blessed by an individual who wants to remain nameless, who wants to invest in me, whether it be me finding a spot to lease or a spot to help me purchase, because I don't want it to just be about me. I want to actually do a community center where our people can come and get resume training, where they can come and learn how to cook, where I teach the kids technology, how to fix computers. It's pretty much just like a one-stop shop. Yeah, I have my books and cards,
right?
But we don't have anywhere where we feel 100% comfortable walking in and asking for help.
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't have a spot where we can say, oh, I need some housework done to my house, upgrades. How do I find it? If you're not on social media, I want to be that spot where people can come and get whatever kind of help you're looking for. When you leave, you're going to have that help.
Wow. I tell you what, you're a social network superstar. You know, comments are coming in. Comments are coming in from all over. That's love. Kay Nash says, congratulations. Tiny Sam say, hey, is that Biffy?
Yeah, that's my Biffy. Hey, Biffy.
Hey, Biffy. What is Biffy? That's a new term. I never heard of that one. All right.
It's like a Flint best friend.
Okay. And Jennifer Ross says, hey, y'all. And Michelle Tyson is saying congratulations to you. Kalissa Iziku, my Nigerian brother. Ebony used the old school King School. That's what he said. Go get King School. That's a good idea.
Man, they won't get that to me. I wish they would. I wish we could get it. Trust me, I'm working. Yeah.
And Kalissa, I'm sorry if I jacked your name up, Kalissa. If I jacked your name up, sorry.
That's Bean. What up, Bean?
Yeah. I actually got one of his best friends coming up in, I think, in 5 o'clock. Prince Doran, we're going to be talking to him. Ebony, top 15. Of course, you've been on our list for a while.
I just love my city, man.
Yeah. What else would you like to address in our community? What else is important to you?
this is why y'all the only ones to really invite me on. Dear Muskegon Heights Commission, I need y'all to get it together. The fact that I've been to more than one meeting and I leave more confused and upset because I have to sit through watching y'all bicker in your personal vendettas. If it's about us citizens, that's supposed to be put on the back burner. And it doesn't give us a sense of security when we see y'all arguing for 45 minutes versus saying how we can make this city better.
Right.
And just so y'all know, when them seats open up next year, I'm coming. It's been made official here first. Wow. I'm coming for a seat.
Hey, Rob, I don't, Rob, we don't have you on audio, man. I'm not getting you, brother. But, and I see you, I see your expressions there. Man, so it's official. A Gemini is running for office. And Calissus, man, I see you. I know I jacked your name up, brother. Love you too, man. Gemini is running for public office. This your first time, right?
Definitely my first time. It's something I've been praying about, and it's time for change.
Wow, we got the exclusive right here. So,
yes.
And we got the exclusive, Rob.
Yes, we did.
So,
y'all first.
You can't bag out now. Your name out there.
Oh, no, it's definitely not a back out because, you know, I thought about it last time and kind of fell back like, nah, politics ain't for me. But what I've seen.
What have you seen? We got a couple more minutes. What have you seen during these meetings that really, you know, bothered you?
It's personal. Like, it's not us that y'all care about. That's not the feeling we get when we watch these meetings. Instead, we feel like there's some tension between a majority of the council. So you can't focus on making our city better if every time we turn around, y'all throwing shots at each other during the meeting.
Yeah.
Like the meeting I was at 2 weeks ago, News TV 8 was present in the Zoom, and they spent like 45 minutes just back and forth. And I'm just like, this is embarrassing.
I was watching that meeting, and I told Rob, I'm like, man, they spent 3 hours talking about nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. And. And it was baffling. It was definitely baffling. While at the same time, a young man was shooting his father and his father's girlfriend.
Yeah, that part. And it got me because at one point y'all telling us that y'all want change and ways to bring our community back. But me personally, when I'm sitting there listening to them, anything Troy said that's new and innovative is automatically wiped out before they hear him out. And being somebody who's been doing Geek Squad for 10 years, yeah. Technology is taking over. Y'all gonna either get with it or get lost.
Woo! There you go. We on the same page. Seem like there are some people who have given up on Muskegon Heights and they sit on the council. They don't believe in progress. They just dead weight. Parasite.
And that's what it is, because like even with the whole barriers at the hideout, like me, I got it because I seen what went on before they put those barriers out there. And I'm looking at, okay, they put the barriers to do it to deter them, but they're also giving somebody a chance to make some money legally.
Right.
That may not have that opportunity to make some money because for whatever reason, even though there's no reason, but you know, it's a job opportunity. It's a way to keep that parking lot clean because I've seen it.
Right. Well, Gemini Patsy Petty, who is a heavy hitter in the political scene, says, I will help her.
Yeah, Auntie get on me. She get on me often. That's Auntie. She get on me.
You see who hands she's shaking. She's shaking Barack Obama hands. I couldn't even get close to him. I probably got within 15 feet. That was it. So... that's good. And also, Commissioner Charles Nass says, congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to you running for office. Rob, did you have anything for Ebony?
Ebony, if you... she's the only one to get away with that. But if you get on city council, what is your thought about medical marijuana being put in Muskegon Heights? Because Muskegon is
they're killing.
They got like 4 or 5 the building next to us. They gutted that whole building. The roof came off, the inside of it is all out. They put new concrete on there and everything else and stuff. What are your thoughts if you get on city commission?
Again, you either gonna get with it or get lost. Because right now, I'm sorry, me personally, with medical marijuana, I know a lot of people that it actually helps. It's, and I've never personally seen anybody that use marijuana. They're gonna either eat or sleep.
Get the munchies.
would you say they robbing nobody or nothing?
Yeah. And yeah, you got to look at it from just common sense. If our community can go somewhere within their community and legally purchase it, that's going to dead some of those illegal transactions y'all want to get rid of.
There you go.
Because it's not as much of a risk. And on top of that, it's going to bring revenue because, listen, the light-skinned people, they like it too. So they're going to travel for it.
Oh, no. They're the ones who buying it. Have you seen them downtown?
Yes, yes. And it's a
guarantee. Oh, my God.
They lined up. If you come over here to our building and you look to right down the street, that's all you see.
Yeah.
And one around the corner.
I heard that city council, when we went about the medical marijuana and stuff like that, I heard two ridiculous ideals that was like, oh, it's going to bring more crime to the community if we allow medical marijuana in there and if we allow factories. And when they are stipulated by the law to have so many cameras inside and outside of that thing.
I want to make sure we get it right. We're talking about recreational marijuana to those, because that's been passed, the recreational marijuana. Before we go, Gemini, Muskegon Heights have paid their current attorney and in the past 3 years. Take a guess how much money he done made.
Too much, because I don't trust him.
Do you know how much? I got it for you.
$165,000.
Over the past 3 years, he has gotten $300,000 from the city of Muskegon Heights. And that was supposed to be, part of that was supposed to write an ordinance and help them put this recreational marijuana thing in motion. And still to today, there are some scared black city council people who are scared to challenge this white man about what is he doing with the city money. They quiet. They're mute.
And that's why we are crucified.
They're crucified black men. They're crucified black man publicly, but they're quiet about the attorney. $300,000. That's more than the chief of police. That's more than the fire chief. That's more than, I don't know, maybe the waterman might be at the water factory. He might be making more. But he's probably the second highest paid, if not the highest paid employee at Muskegon Heights, and that's a part-time contractual job.
And then he can show up when he wants to.
And do what he want to do.
And see, this is how I'm going to tell him like this. Y'all want our streets fixed? Get that medical marijuana put in the hikes, because they're not going to have them go down no bad streets. You notice every street that they got them on has been redone. So not only are we going to get too. Revenue, but yeah, we're going to get revenue.
Sidewalks too.
And the streets are still fixed.
Right. Right. Shout out to my friend Kim Murphy in New York. Big Kim Murphy is watching, saying they're getting hot with it. And our sweet sister Destiny says, but there is no money.
That part.
Yeah.
A shout out to Erica Barnes. I'm rocking the Amp World. I didn't put my Gemini mask on. I'm rocking Amp World.
What's that? What's Amp World? What's that?
Her son that passed.
Okay.
She did a clothing line, and they used to call them Amp. So she has an Amp line clothing brand. So I try to rock it whenever I can.
Wow. Okay, I like that. Hey, Erica, we got to get you on radio, Erica. Get your story. Anything else you want to say before we go, Ebony?
Listen, all the Muskegon Heights residents, I know I got Marquise out here with me, Marquise Childers, who was another Future 15.
Yep.
It's time for us to get a plan together to take it over. We need city council members who gonna fight, who ain't scared to speak up, who ain't scared to change, and who ain't going back down to the white man.
Boom.
Because like we said on the post, we the new superheroes, the educated Negroes. Get ready. Future 15.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for being you. So proud of you personally to see your progression throughout the years and how you has, you know, went from being just a person. Now you're a brand, you're a name, you're a trademark, you know, you're icon, and you're giving kids, you know, a reason to look up someone, somebody positive who cares about the community. You there, you in the trenches. You know, I seen
thank y'all. Cause y'all believed in me when I didn't believe in me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We got to go, family. I like that Ken said, we ain't our ancestors. That's right. We got guns. They didn't have too many guns. You know what I mean? We got everything. We got a right to carry and all that. All right, family.
Love y'all.
Love you. Peace and blessings, okay?
Love you too.
All right. Bye-bye.